Now, here's an interesting story. We've been contacted by a number of people who were unable to vote in the recent EU elections despite wanting to. I've been speaking to two women who had similar problems when they went to vote, Laurent and Alsha. I began by asking Laurent what happened. Morning, Laurent. Tell me what happened. You've lived here for how long and what's the problem?
Well, I've lived here since 1985, so it's quite a long time. Basically, whenever I go and vote, I never have any problem. I receive an electoral card. And for the European elections, I realized that I needed to register to be able to vote because they were slightly different than local elections, so I did. And then about a week before the election, I still hadn't received anything from them other than a certificate of registration, which told me I was now on the list to be able to vote. But I still hadn't received the card. So I tried to phone the electoral office a number of times. Unfortunately, nobody answered the phone. And I was left with, on the day of the elections, to go to the voting station and tried to vote, and then found that I was supposed to have had an EC1 certificate to show that to confirm that I was not going to be voting in my country of origin. This was news to me, and I said I'd never heard of this certificate, that I was registered. I'd brought my ID, I brought the certificate of registration, and they showed me my name had been crossed over on the list twice. You know, as in two marks across it to show that I was not allowed to vote.
So you've lived you've lived here for 34 years, right? Since 1985.
Yes.
And you still can't vote in the European elections from here.
Unless I have this EC1 certificate, which wasn't sent to many European citizens. We were not aware that we needed to have a certificate like that. And it was brought up in Parliament that the certificate could have been left at the polling station so that when we arrived with our certificate of registration, we would have been able to sign that paper to say, yes, I confirm I will not vote in France, in my case, and be able to vote in Northern Ireland.
Now, how did you feel about this?
I felt really like I've been here a long time. I have totally adopted this country. I have been adopted. I've contributed a lot. I'm an employer. I'm married to somebody from here. My children are here. And I actually felt like I was worse than a criminal because, as far as I understand, criminals are allowed to vote. So as a European citizen, to be denied my vote, which is a human right, I felt totally abandoned by the lack of the British government for not having looked after our interest as part of this community.
Well, the electoral office for Northern Ireland has been in touch with us. They say they're concerned by any report of someone seeking to vote in elections and not being able to do so. They say for the European elections, the law requires that Europeans decide where they wish to vote. Should they wish to vote in Northern Ireland, they're required by law to complete and return a declaration, which they say they posted out to 34,000 people. They say in the examples provided to them today, it does seem that there may have been confusion. It's also possible that if people registered at a new address at the point when data went to the printer, it may not have gone out to the new address. Have you moved recently?
I've lived at the same address for 34 years. And on top of that, I don't have the letter of registration in front of me, but I can tell you there was no question left. There was also a little space that told me what I had to bring to be able to go and vote. There was no mention of this EC1. The first time I heard of it is with the people who were looking at the registering people to vote on the election day.
Well, Olcha is another listener, is Dutch. Olcha, evening to you, or good evening, good morning to you, Olcha.
Good morning.
You've lived here for how many years?
17.
And you couldn't vote either?
No. I have recently moved, so it may be possible that they send out information to me, but I'd never heard of it. And when I went, because I had to prove that I'd moved, and I had to prove my new residence. When I went into the electoral office, I had a chat with the lovely lady who registered me and all that and looked at my passport. And we talked about the importance of voting at the locals and voting at the European elections. And that I was sad that I didn't get to vote at Westminster because, of course, Brexit has such a big impact on European people at the moment. But it was never, ever mentioned to me, oh, did you fill in this extra form that you have to fill in? So when I arrived, I just was told, oh, no, your name is striped, sir. You can't actually vote.
Your name's what?
Your name is striped out. Like, my name is on the form, as the previous caller was saying, but it just had a big stripe through it, and it makes you feel incredibly marginalised, that it's like you're like a second-rate citizen. It's very sad.
And do you know why your name was wiped out?
Because I did not fill in the form.
But where is the form?
I know.
And were you told you had to fill in the form?
No, never. No.
Why don't they have the forms at the electoral?
That would be lovely. It would be lovely if they, because I feel that even when I was at the electoral office to register with the new address, the people that were there weren't aware that I was supposed to like fill in an extra form. Like the lady that was helping me, it was lovely. She was a really nice person. I'd like to think that she wasn't doing it on purpose.
Well, there's no suggestion that she was, none whatsoever.
No, precisely. So I don't know why I was not given that information. Like, we discussed that it was important for me to vote. Like, she was totally on board with that. And then when I actually arrived to vote, I was told no.
Well, look, the electoral office has said that they are concerned by any report of someone seeking to vote in elections and not being able to do so. So hopefully you'll both get in touch with them, and they have promised that they'll reach out to you.
But what's that going to, you know, like, that's nice. Then hopefully that means that next time we get to vote, right? Possibly. But, like, what kind of influence is that going to have on the vote that we've just had?
The Electoral Commission, there's a statement from them as well. They're an independent body who oversee elections. And the Electoral Commission have said that they understand the frustration of EU member states resident in the UK, of citizens of other EU member states resident in the UK, have found they're unable to vote. This legal process, they say, could be made easier for citizens. The Commission made the case for doing so following the last EU elections in 2014. However, they say improvements to the process are reliant on changes to electoral law, which can only be taken forward by government and parliament. The very short notice, they say, from the government of the UK's participation in these elections impacted on the time available for awareness of this process among citizens. Well, the bottom line is you both wanted to exercise your democratic right to vote and you weren't allowed to do so.
No, and like, in all fairness, it's not our fault that our government wants to push through different laws and not be part of Europe anymore.
Yeah.
You know, that shouldn't have an impact on our lives. They should have worked that out. You know, they could have planned ahead a little bit and maybe thought of these problems before they actually occurred.
And it's so but important.
They should have known that they have European citizens living here that would need to fill in a different form.
And Laurent, it's so important, isn't it, because of Brexit, for European citizens to be able to vote?
Precisely.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Listen, it's an interesting story. Laurent, thank you. Alcia, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Stephen.